Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormis Fatakia. 3 days of losses for the Nifty, and that has put the index in a very precarious position because it has now come very, very close to some very, very critical levels on the downside. Now, at the start of this week, we were talking about crossing the higher end of the range, which was 25,200, 25,250. But now, as the week is coming to an end, we are talking of defending lower levels of this range. Now, considering the 3-day fall, the October 7 lows of 24,693 also come into play, and considering that the GIFT Nifty is indicating a gap down start for our own markets, we might just open below those levels, and it will be interesting to see where the index now takes its next support, which a lot of the analysts believe is around levels of 24,500 or 24,550. But what spoiled the mood in yesterday's trading session? Well, it was Bajaj Auto, no doubt about that. The sell-off after the results that came in, it took all the auto stocks along with it as well. So Bajaj Auto was a dampener. The selling from FIIs continues to remain relentless. It was slowing down a bit, but even yesterday there was over 7,000 crores worth of selling in the cash market from the FIIs, and they have been net sellers in every single trading session in the month of October. So that also was a mood dampener. And of course, the Hyundai IPO, which managed to sail through, of course, managed to see full subscription, but that was only and only courtesy institutional investors, because the non-retail portion and the retail portion, the non-institutional portion, I mean, and the retail portion, both of which were undersubscribed at the close of the issue. The bigger disappointment, though, has come from the Nifty Bank, and that is because at the close of trading on Tuesday, it had closed above very important resistance levels, but it has not managed to sustain above those. And now it's back down to levels of 51,000, which will be the key to defend on the downside. For the week so far, well, the Nifty is down 1%, and if it ends lower this week, it will be the third straight weekly loss for the index, which will be the first time in 2024 that the Nifty has declined for 3 weeks in a row. The only sectoral gainer in yesterday's trading session was IT, while most other indices took a bit of a battering in yesterday's trading session. And that might also be put to test, because the big question today is how will Infosys and Wipro react to their second quarter results? Both of them were, then Infosys results were in line with expectations. The management raised its guidance as well, but the guidance was less than what the street was anticipating. A lot of the brokerages were expecting the guidance to be raised to 4 to 4.5%, some even 4 to 5%, but the eventual guidance raise has come between 3 and 3.75 to 4.5%. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction will Infosys have. Wipro too, it was a good quarter, but the guidance for the third quarter was disappointing. -2 to 0% growth is what the management is anticipating. They've also declared a bonus issue that might cushion some of the downside, because both the ADRs, Infosys and Wipro, the US listed shares, at one point were down almost 4% each, but they recovered from those lows to end lower by just 1%. So Infosys and Wipro, big stocks to watch. Axis Bank's results were also mixed. We'll also watch out for reactions in LTI, Mindtree, Polycap, Tata Chemicals, a whole host of broader market companies that reported results after market hours yesterday. Today is a big day as well, because Tata Consumer, ICICI Lombard, Hindustan Zinc, Jio Financial, MRPL, Z Entertainment, all of them will be reporting results in today's trading session. From across the globe, it was a subdued session on Wall Street. Indices ended at the flat line. The Dow Jones made a new record closing high, but nothing significant that came out of that trading session. The focus though today is on China, because the GDP data came in at 4.6% for the quarter, and that was better than the 4.5% estimate. The market though is very choppy as of now. The CSI 300 had opened higher, has given up the gains, and is currently trading around the flat line for the Chinese markets after the GDP data that was reported. For now, the focus is back on the Nifty. Very important levels to defend. We'll keep you updated on all of that on CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be back next week. We wish you a happy and safe weekend.